pure awesomeness. This is Daybreak on CRTV, your bucket-filling program on the national station. On the program, we set the tone for the rest of the day. Now, be part of us on the program. We want to feel your pulse. If you have a birthday messages or you want to be a listener of the day, let us know. Tell us what you like about the program and how it helps you in one way or the other. The number through which you can get to us is 671-712180. 671-712180. In a moment, we are going to take our issue of the day, and it is Ngu Henry. Now, a capacity building workshop for grassroots women on financial digital inclusion will hold next Saturday at Jega Palace Hotel in Yaoundé. It is the brainchild of the Tabwang Support Network and will bring together 100 participants from across Cameroon. The chief executive officer of the network is our guest on the program today, Mrs. Yengwe Belta Yebala, in an interview with staff man Ngu Henry Tiosambe, presents the objectives, theme, and highlights of the event.
Financial inclusion, as the term is a state in which individuals can access and use financial services like savings, credit, payments, insurance for their well-being. These financial services are supposed to be appropriate and affordable for everyone, and they should be given in a responsible and sustainable way and to meet the needs of the individuals. And then the people must be empowered to use the financial services. So financial inclusion focuses generally on low-income people, like the marginalized groups. You have small farmers, small business owners, women, youth, students, and the group we called, they are excluded from the formal financial system. They called the unbanked group. And this group, it is for the interest of the state, the interest of financial institutions, to bring this group into the financial ecosystem, because financial inclusion, it is for the growth of the economy. And then financial inclusion will benefit women, because through their savings, they can be able to manage their financial lives. Through, if they can have small loans and through payments, they can have financial security. It can help them gain opportunities, because through their savings and other financial services, they can be able to handle or manage their medical expenditures and educational expenditures. It is also important for them, it's really like the market women, they can be able to use their savings if there are crises like accidents in the markets, floods for farmers, and any crisis shocks. They can be able to use, if they have their monies in their account, they can be able to solve those problems. And it also helps them reduce poverty and achieve financial independence. When they have their money, it can be financially independent. And financial inclusion also is a way of promoting women's economic empowerment and gender equality. So financial inclusion is about growing the economy. This group of people, the unbanked, take for example the bike riders, this group of people who are not in the financial system, it is necessary for the financial institutions to give them access so that they can come into the financial system, and that will grow the economy.
Who are those expected to attend the workshop you're organizing next Saturday in Yaoundé?
They are grassroots women, because talking of grassroots women to come and build their capacities in financial inclusion. This is because at the moment they are needed. At the moment, things have changed with the advancement in technology. Many things have changed. Technology has changed everything. There are so many business models coming up, and they are offering many opportunities for women. Women having a smartphone can just change her life, and that is what has been happening. And because of this, the grassroots women, our slogan for this workshop is bring the grassroots women along, because they don't have the financial education. They don't have the financial culture. They lack that financial culture. They lack the skills in digital education. education, financial education, and they are not into the banking system because sometimes they feel that the procedures, the time, the processes are so cumbersome for them. Sometimes the grassroots women feel that having a bank account is the job of civil servants. They are not concerned. And the grassroots women, sometimes they lack information. They don't even know that some of those structures, they are there to help them. So they don't even know. They lack the confidence, but they don't have faith in this because some of them, they have had problems, they have had challenges that their monies have been stolen. And what we are saying, this workshop is important because at this point in time, digital literacy is very important and they are supposed to actually learn how to use digital financial services. Using digital financial services means they get to the mobile money services, digital payments, and now we are talking of artificial intelligence. The grassroots women, they don't have anyone to teach them. So that's why our duty is to empower their capacities so that grassroots women should also be along to close that digital divide. So if grassroots women can have their smartphones and have their identities registered in their names, and if they can have simple procedures and a good network that can support them, you've realized that grassroots women too will also be included in the financial system. There is no way with the digital innovations, with the advance, they have to be relevant. They must come up, and the only way they can do is for us to also assist them so that they should come and learn.
How many grassroots women are expected to attend the workshop, and what does it take to participate?
Last year we had 100 women we trained, and this year again we are working with 100 women, grassroots women, mostly the urban low-income women. You find them in Yaoundé. So no payment, you just need to pay your transport, come and learn. It is the work of Tabuan Support Network to empower. It's our duty to empower the grassroots women in digital literacy and financial inclusion. All of this will help to bring the grassroots women in the limelight and for them to actually better up, change their mindsets, and have better lives.
The workshop next Saturday at the Njuga Palace Hotel here in Yaoundé has as theme challenges and opportunities for grassroots women in achieving financial inclusion.
There are challenges because when we look at the grassroots women, their level of education, they have those challenges. And some of them, they are just afraid. We are talking about digital innovation, technology. They have good issues, but they also have risk. It's also risky. Risky in the sense that we have financial scams and fraud, and some of them have been duped. So it needs what we call consumer protection. There's no way that the grassroots women will not be into the limelight. They must be into the system. They must follow the trends, and they need that digital education. And that is the only way that we can try to assist them, train them, so that they should not only run away, but they should come to learn and live with the times and be relevant with the times.
How would the day look like?
From 8:30, all the participants will be around. And from there, we'll have other officials. We have APM, the Agency for Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises in Chinga. They will be there. UNDP will be there. And the representative of the Ministry of Finance will be there to officially open the workshop. Then we'll have four other training workshops. One person will be talking about financial inclusion and financial health. Because when we talk about money, we must also know that there are risks. Then another person will talk about consumer protection, so that the grassroots women should not only run away, because even though technology is good, but there are risks. So we also educate them on that. Mr. Schwaze from Douala will be there to help women to understand how they can manage their financial records. And another person, Mr. Sperry Espam of Dennis and Elnora Foundation, will be there to show women the importance of having financial account.
What do you expect from the participants?
They must learn, they must build their capacities, so that at the end, they will be able to manage their finances well. On that day, it's a day that we are using financial inclusion to teach women about sustainable development goals. Because when you talk about financial inclusion, it covers about 13 of the sustainable development goals. They will also learn how to manage their finances and so on. So that's what is going to happen that day. And we'll also be talking about emphasizing on women and ownership. Women own smartphones. Women own business ideas. Women own bank accounts. Women are title holders and they own positions. But what do you do with what you have? What do you do with your smartphone? Can your smartphone add value to yourself as a title holder and position a leader? What can you do to lift others? So women should be able to take responsibility and be accountable for what they have, what they own. They should use what they own to create value for themselves and for others. So ownership of account, smartphone should be something that should add value and change our lives.
Your final take-home message.
Women should embrace technology. They should not run away from technology. Women should build themselves. Continuous learning will not stay away from the innovations. They should be able to create, think critically, come together and learn.
Mrs. Bertha Yibila Yengwo, President, Founder of Tap One Support Network, thanks for being our guest on Issue in the News over the national station of the CRTV this Thursday.
Thank you, Mr. Ngo, for giving me the opportunity.